Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is B'Metzia Daf Ches. We left off on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We're going to backtrack a little to start again from Amar Rabbi Elazar. Last word on the line is Machlok, has about 15 lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Ali Lunishmas' mother, Goldava Simcha La Shalom. And it's also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives who should all return home safely. And Lizecha Nishmas, his father, Yosef Ben Shmuel, Alav HaShalom, Nisham Hashem and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to discuss today is what exactly it means to divide a shtar, and what if they're both holding on to the Tofes and the Torah, one's holding the Tofes, the other's holding a Torah, and that's going to lead us into the discussion of how exactly one divides a Talis, and how exactly one divides a Behema. Then the Gemara is going to get into the din of Magbi Metzia lechavero, that if you pick up a metzia for somebody else, kona chavero, that the other party that you're picking it up for is able to be kona. Meaning, one might have thought that I could pick up a metzia for myself, but to pick it up for somebody else, that's trying to make a kinyan for somebody else, b'makom shechav la'acherim, where it's going to cost everybody else because the whole rest of the world could pick up this metzia. So by me picking it up for my friend, I'm trying to be zocha for him, even though it's at the expense of everybody else. So we're going to discuss that din of Magbiya Metzia L'Chavero, Kana Chavero, and we're going to relate it to a Pikeach and a Cheresh that pick up a Metzia, and what we could derive from that case of a Pikeach and a Cheresh. Then the Gemara is going to try to find which halacha in the Mishnah teaches us that Magbiya Metzia L'Chavero, Kana Chavero. Meaning our Mishnah didn't seem to be about that at all. Our Mishnah seemed to be about two people fighting over who was the one that was Magbiya Metzia. But then neither one was trying to pick it up for the other guy, and yet the basis of the discussion, that's why it's a confusing daf until you get to the end and you realize what it was talking about. I mean, when you go through the beginning of the daf and it's like, it's analyzing how our Mishnah realized Magbiya Metzia L'Chavero, and you're like, well, did I miss the Mishnah? But the Gemara goes through which line in the Mishnah relates to picking something up for the other guy. But that's the assumption of the whole Gemara, that there is a line in our Mishnah that relates to picking something up for the other party. So the Gemara is going to go through line by line of our Mishnah to try to find where do we have that you're picking something up for the other party, and it finally settles on the last line of the Mishnah, that it doesn't appear in the first four halachos of the Mishnah. Then the Gemara is going to assess the effectiveness of kinyanim of riding an animal and leading an animal. Which one is a stronger form of kinyan, and how that plays out in our Mishnah. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to start bringing rayas whether rochev is a valid form of kinyan. Is riding an animal a valid form of kinyan on an animal? So let's begin on daf zayin and beis. Amar Rabbi Elazar, even though we read it yesterday, it's part of the same conversation. Let's backtrack a little bit. So Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says that which Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel holds, that if the malva and the lova are both adukim bishtar, that machlokes, that the halacha is that they're supposed to divide it. Machlokes over here does not mean a dispute. It means that the halacha is that they are supposed to divide it. That's only b'shashem adukim b'tofes v'shashem b'toref. That's only if both of them are holding on to the tofes of the shtar, or they're both holding on to the toref of the shtar. Every shtar has two parts. First, they write the name of the malva, the lova, the amount of money that was involved, and the date of the loan. That's called the toref, the critical information of the shtar. That's the makom giluyo shel shtar. That's where all the information is revealed in the shtar. And then there's the actual nusach of the shtar. That's called the tofes, the legal language that needs to be included in the shtar. Now, the thing is, even in the actual nusach of the shtar, even in the tofes of the shtar, most of those details are repeated. Everything except for the zman is repeated. The amount of money, who the malva is, who the lova is, all of that's repeated. The only thing that's not repeated is the zman. So anyway, if they're both holding the tofes, or they're both holding the toref, that's where we have our din, that yachloku. Aval, echad aduk b'tofes, ve'echad aduk b'toref. But if one of them is holding the tofes of the shtar and the other one is holding the toref of the shtar, then they don't split it. Then everyone just gets whatever he's holding on to. Zenel tel tofes, vizenel tel toref. The guy holding the tofes gets that. The guy holding the toref gets that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, li'olam cholkin. Simple reading is Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, no, even if one guy's holding the tofes and the other guy's holding the toref, they still split it. They do not just get what they are holding on to. So says Gemara, is that possible that Rabbi Yochanan thinks that they don't get what they're holding on to? V'afilu echad aduk betofes ve'echad aduk betoref. Does Rabbi Yochanan think you're going to say yachloku even if one guy's holding the tofes, the other one's holding the toref? V'atanya, but we have a brisa that tells us that if two people are holding a talis, zen notel an makom she'odom agas, and zen notel an makom she'odom agas, that each one gets at least what he's grabbing on to, so why should it be any different by a shtar? If one guy's holding the tofes and the other guy's holding the toref, let them get at least what they're holding on to. How could Rabbi Yochanan disagree with our Mishnah? So says Gemara, lo tzricha, or disagree with a braisa. So says Gemara, lo tzricha, dekai toref be mitzi. Now Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a different case. He was talking about where the toref was in between them, and they're only holding on to the rest of the shtar, but not to the toref. So that's when we say that yachloku. I mean, he's not arguing on Rabbi Lazar, he's just saying a new case. Not when echad betofes, echad betoref, just that the toref is in the middle. So frankly, if that's the case, that we're not talking about that anybody's holding on to the toref, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? Of course you're going to say yachloku. It's like shnayim ochsim b'shtar that we spoke about earlier. So it says, lo tzricha demikra v'gabichad, that he's telling me that halacha, that yachloku, even though the toref is closer to the side of one of them. So ma'u detema, amar le, I might think that the guy who's closer to the toref could say to the other guy who's further from the toref, plog hachi, let's split the shtar in a way along the width of the shtar, and I'll get the toref because it's closer to my side. So kamash milan, amar le, ma'chaz plog hachi, plog hachi. Why should we split it that way? Let's split it the other way, along the length, where you're not going to get the toref, and therefore it's yachloku. So amar le, ravachim, he dipped to the ravina, the Rabbi Lazar, damar zenel totof, zenel totoref. According to Rabbi Elazar, which is what we started with today and ended with yesterday, that each one guy gets the tofes and the other one gets the toref, lamali v'chilotar al pitzlochisa hutzarech. What does that mean? We're talking about how to split a piece of paper. What are they doing with this piece of paper? I mean, it's about using the paper as a bottle cap. By cutting the shtar, it's not going to have any value other than a bottle cap. You can't start cutting up shtaros. So what are we even talking about? That you're cutting a shtar in half and everyone's just going to use a half a piece of paper? So Amalei, so Ravina said to Ravachami Difti, no, it does not mean that you cut the shtar and you split the paper between them. It means l'dmei. It means for its value. That essentially we assess how much a toref of the shtar is worth more than the tofes of the shtar, and that differential in value is a function of the fact that the toref has the date as well, and the tofes does not have the date as well, and that's what we're talking about, the yachloku. So if one takes the toref, the shtar is going to be without a zman. So a shtar without a zman is worth less than a shtar with a zman. So how do we assess that difference in value? Da amar hachi, that we say as follows, shtar di ispe zman kamashavi, udilas pe zman kamashavi. Let's see how much a shtar is worth if it has a date in it, and how much a shtar is worth without a date in it. Why would they be worth different amounts? Bishtar di ispe zman gavi mimishabdi. A shtar that has a zman, you could collect from the chasim mishubadim. There's a lien on all the karka that the fellow owned at the date of the loan. But if I don't know what the date of the loan is, I can never go to the lekuchos and start collecting from their properties, because those lekuchos could always say, I'm sorry, we bought these properties before that loan was ever made, and we'll never be able to prove them wrong because we don't have a zman. So there's a huge difference that if there's a zman, there's actually a potential of collecting from the chasim mishubadim. V'idach, but the other shtar, meaning the shtar without a zman, lo gavi mimishabdi, you would never be able to collect from the chasim mishubadim. So yav leheich to beni beni, and therefore the guy who's holding the tofes gives the guy who's holding the toref the difference between one shtar and the other, meaning the actual halva'a is the malva and the lova split equally, and that's the actual chov, that the lova pays half of the chov. But aside from that, we also have to take into account the one who zoches the tofes is going to give the one who's holding on to the toref the difference between the value of the shtar, like any other mitzia, where one of them is slightly more muchzuk than the other party. So that's the that's what this was all about. So says Gemara, the Gemara just adds that the same is true if two people are holding a shtar equally, and the same by a talis and behemah. V'yachloku nami damran, when we said that two people are adukim b'shtar, that they're cholik, where two people are holding a shtar equally, that they split it evenly, that doesn't mean they cut the shtar down the middle. It means l'dmei. It always means about money. It's never really about cutting the item that's in dispute. Because if you're not going to say that, you're going to say that yachloku is kipshuto, that we cut the shtar into two. Shnayim ochsin betalis hachinami depalgi. You think that's what it means with the talis? You have two people that are grabbing a suit. Each one is holding on to half to the jacket. So you can say, oh, cut the jacket in half, right? It's a Solomonic wisdom that we employ every single time, you know, to cut the baby in half, right? So that's that doesn't make any sense that that's what you're going to do. So hafsadua, you're going to destroy the whole talis if you do that, and it's going to be worth way less. You have a little material that's maybe worth something, but it's going to be worth way less than it would have been. Excuse me. Then it would have been worth. So the Gemara says you cannot prove that they divide the talis that from the division of the talis. The Gemara rejects this. That no, you cannot prove from the division of the talis that it must be about money and that they're not actually cutting the talis, because maybe they are cutting the talis. Hello, kasha dechazia leketanin. Maybe if you cut a talis in half, it's still usable in that smaller people or children are able to use it. So the value is not going to go down so much because children are able to use it. The Rishonim point out, okay, yeah, when it's ratway for katanim, then children will use it. But if it's not ratway for katanim, then for sure yachloku would mean that you split the value. So we hear also by the shtar, it's not ratway for anything. So shouldn't that be the meaning? It's not a parallel to the case of a talis where you split and it's ratway for katanim. It's a parallel to the case where you split and it's not ratway for katanim, where it obviously means that it's l'dmei. So by the shtar also, it's l'dmei. So the Ritva points out that the Gemara tried to prove that wherever it says the Lashon of Yachloku, it always means bedamim, and it never means cutting something in half. So that's the Dechia, that no, sometimes, well, like in our Mishnah, when it said Yachloku, it might have actually meant cutting the talus in half. Aye, the talus is going to get ruined. The talus doesn't always get ruined. Sometimes it's usable for katanim, and that might have been the case in our Mishnah. Anyway, so then the Gemara says, Vahadam Rava, that which Rava says, that if there's a talus with gold laced in it, that you cut it, hachinami depalgila, ha'av sedua. You think that means that they cut the talus in half? That will for sure destroy the talus. Meaning, even if you want to tell me on a regular talus, when you cut it in half, it's royal katanim, you don't give katanim golden talasim, right? That's only for gadolim in order to handle expensive things. So they would not be royal for anything if you cut a golden talus in half. So that must be l'dmei. That must be about the money. Says Mara, hello, kasha. Techazio l'bnei malachim. That's not a kasha, because sometimes people buy their children very expensive clothing. Sometimes they're a little kid, the b'nei malachim, or people from whatever, America, let's say. So they buy the children very, very expensive things. So they're walking around with, coats that cost $1,000, whatever. You know, that. So people do that. So if they do that, it's roi for somebody when you cut it in that way. So therefore, it's just like a regular talus. Says the Gemara, v'haditnan. What about when it says in our Mishnah, if two people are riding on an animal, or one guy is riding and the other guy is leading the animal, and each one claims that they own the entire animal, so what did the Mishnah say? We said, yachloku, you split the animal. Hachinami depalgila? Do you really mean like you cut the animal in half? Hafsadua, that will kill the animal. So it says more bishlam tahora. If it's a kosher animal, yeah, you could do that because chazi lebasar shecht it first and then you cut the meat in half. When you butcher it, you give half the one side of the animal to one person, the other to the other person, and that's probably the best use of the animal. Ela tamea, but if it's a non-kosher animal where its entire value is in continuing to be able to have it to use it for plowing your field and to ride riding on it and things like that. Ha'apsadua, if you cut it in half, it's never going to do any of those things ever again. Ella l'dmei. So obviously, when it's talking about an animal, it means for the money, for the monetary value. So therefore, hachanami, when it comes to the shtar also, that's a raya, that it's l'dmei, that we're not really talking about cutting the shtar in half, we're talking about assessing the value of the shtar, even when we talk about the topes, the tarif, it's all about the value and the increased value that one part of the shtar has over the other. Okay, that's the end of that conversation from yesterday. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama says, you know that case in our Mishnah where one guy picks up half a talus and the other guy picks up the other half of an item, and each one is having in mind to be kona for themselves and to be kona the other half for the other, and to be kona for the other party as well. Well, that case in our Mishnah, it took me forever to figure out what, because there's no case in the Mishnah that way until the Gemara identifies the case. That case in our Mishnah, Zoso Meres Hamagbia Mitzia Chavero Kana Chavero. That teaches me that if you find a Mitzia and you want to be kona it for somebody else, not for yourself, to be kona for somebody else, that it works. And we don't say that you're tofis the balchov b'makom shechav la'achirim. We don't consider that to be a case of you trying to be kona something for another party at the expense of many other parties, which you might have viewed it that way. Because if I'm being kona a mitzia for Reuven, but anybody who found this mitzia could have picked it up. So that's coming at the expense of Shimon and Levi and Yehuda and everybody else and the whole rest of the world. So we don't view it that way. We say, from our Mishnah, we see clearly, and again, we'll see later how we see it clearly, that Magbia Mitzia L'Chavero is Kana Chavero. Now, there is a Machlokas Achronim. What does it mean, Magbia Mitzia L'Chavero? How do I know that that the fellow picked it up, L'Chavero? So the Sma, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Chosh Mishpah, the Mirei Samachtas, says, because he says it, he has to verbalize, he has to enunciate, he has to say, I am picking this up for Ploni. The Shach says, nah, it's good enough b'machshava, that he has in mind, and that's enough, that it's kana chavero. So the Ketzos says, the Sma is obviously correct, because we have a klal in halacha, that dvarim shebelev, inam dvarim, that a person just has something in mind. That doesn't count as anything. You have to actually say it. Dvarim shebelev, do not count. So the Nesivus just points out that when there's nothing that's so certain the dvarim shebelev, then dvarim shebelev are dvarim. We only say dvarim shebelev and dvarim when there's a contradiction to the dvarim shebelev, where there's some maisa that indicates otherwise or something that indicates otherwise. But if there's no contradiction, then sure, dvarim shebelev are going to work. So that's machlokas ksos and Nesivus, whether we paskin like the Sma or the Shach. But either way, Rami Bar Chama somehow derives from our Mishnah that if you're magbia mitzia l'chavero, it's kana chavero. Di'is al kadaitach lo kana chavero. Because if you're going to say that the other guy is not kona when you pick up a mitzia for him, so te'asa zu the half that one of them picked up should be considered kamisha munachas al gabekarka. It should be considered as if it's still on the ground klape the other guy. V'zo kamisha munachas al gabekarka. And the second guy also, the second half, should also be like it's on the karka, klape, the other guy. Meaning each guy only picked up half of, let's say, the talus right now. We'll see what case it actually is. But let's say the talus right now. Each guy only picked up half of it. The other half, the other guy picked up for him. Now, if the other guy's picking up for him, the other half doesn't do anything, then it's considered as if it's still on the karka. And if it's still on the karka, I didn't do a hagbah. Meaning, it's not a kinyan hagbah to lift half a talus off the ground and leave the other half on the ground. That's not a kinyan. And the other guy did the same thing. So as far as I'm concerned, even though he lifted the other half, but if his lifting it for me doesn't count as if I lifted it, then as far as I'm concerned, the other half is still on the ground. And if my lifting, the half that I lifted for him, doesn't count as if I lifted it for him, then as far as he's concerned, he lifted half, and my half is still on the ground. So neither of us do a kinyan agba, and you shouldn't say a chloku, you shouldn't say anybody gets anything, because nobody was kona anything. V'lo yiknet loze, v'lo ze. So neither of them should have a kinyan. Elav shmamina, magbi masil chavero kana chavero. So it must be from the case, from the fact that there's a case in our Mishnah where each guy is picking up half for himself, and not only for himself, but also to be kona for the other party. The reason that it works and that they end up splitting it is because that works. You're allowed to be kona for another party. You're allowed to be magbia, mitzia, for another party, and it is going to work. So Rava says, no, I'll tell you that when you're Magbiya Metzila Chavero, the other guy is not Kona, because it's Tovis Balchov Makum Shechov La'Acherim. How could I pick up a Metzila for somebody else at the expense of the rest of the world? V'hacha Hainu Taima. In our Mishnah, you know why it works? Because since each one is Magbiya for himself as well, he's not just Stam Magbiya Metzila Chavero, he's being Magbiya the Metzila for himself and for Chavero. Oh, amigo, the zachi the nafshe, zachi the chavre. That's an exception. When you're anyway making the kinyan for yourself, so then the kinyan that you have in mind for chavero is also going to work. But to stam, find the metzia and pick it up exclusively le chavero, maybe that doesn't work, because that's tovis balchov, makum shechov, la acherim. So you cannot prove from our Mishnah that in general, magbiya metzia le chavero is kana chavero, just in the case of our Mishnah, which again, we'll see which case, but in the case of our Mishnah, where when you're picking up half of the talis, you're picking it up for yourself and for the other guy. Okay, so then your kinyan will work for the other guy. So Rava proves that it's being kona for yourself empowers you to be kona for the other party, even though normally being kona for the other party does not work. Teda, I'll prove to you that being kona for yourself is what enables you to be kona for the other guy. Shilu, amr l'shluch, let's say, gnov, leave a gonav, pater. Let's say you tell the shliach, do me a favor, go steal that for me. And the guy goes and he steals it. The mishaleach does not have to pay kefil, because we have a klal that ain't shliach l'dvar avera, divrei ra, the divrei atal, the divrei mishomen. So when this guy went and he stole, he's not working as an extension of me, and therefore I am not going to be chayev kefil. However, shutafin shaganvu. But if shutafin, if two partners steal, that one of them is motzi the geneva from the reshus of the bailum, one of them actually does the maisa geneva, but he's doing it for himself and for someone who sent him and for his shutaf who sent him to do this, then chayavin. Then even the shutaf who wasn't there, who wasn't doing the maisa kinyan, he's also going to be chayev. Well, wait a second, my taima. What would be the reason for such a din? So lav mishum. Isn't the only way to explain that is that since he's the ganav is being zocha liatzmo in this geneva, so he's able to be zocha for the other shutaf as well. So you see that even in a situation where you're not able to do something for another party, once you're doing it for yourself, that enables you to do it for another party. We see it by a shliach for geneva, and therefore the same should be true by magbiya metzia lechaveru. So shema mina, that's in fact a raya to Rava that in Hachinami, in the case of our Mishnah, Magbiya Metzila Chaveru is working, but that's only because you're also being Kona for yourself, says Rava. Unlike Rami Bar Chama, who thinks that it makes no difference, that in any case that you're Magbiya Metzila Chaveru, it's going to work. So Amar Rava, Hashu Damar Tamir Migo, Rava just points out that once we're going to say this din of Migo de Zachl Nafshe, Zachanami Lechavre, that once I'm making the Kinyan for myself, so let it work for the other party as well, so I'll tell you another din. Cherish Upike. Let's say you have one person who's a cherish, so he's a person who's a lav bardas, right? A cherish, we assume, is a person who's a lav bardas, a developmentally disabled person who's not able to function on his own in society. That's what we assume a cherish is. Pikeach is a person who is a bardas. Shegbiu metzia, that they both together pick up a metzia. Now, the hagbah of the cherish is not a kinyan me'ikra din. Mida raisa, a cherish does not have the capacity to be kona. However, the chacham were misakin mipnei darkei shalom, that if a cherish or a katan or a shot to pick something up, that he gets to keep it, because otherwise it would lead to fights. So it's only a kinyan mibnei darkei shalom, but he certainly cannot pick something up on behalf of the pikeach. He can't be, because his hakbah is not a kinyan legavi the pikeach. And nevertheless, the pikeach is still kona with the cherish picking it up. Mitoch shekana cherish kana pikeach. That since the cherish is kona for himself, mitakonas chachamim, so he's able to be kona for the pikeach as well. So says Mar Bishlam Cherish Kana. I understand very well that the Cherish is Kana to come Magbalei Ben Das, because he's holding his half, so that's a Kinyan Midrabanan, and the other half is being picked up by a Pikeach for him. So he's good on both halves of the Kinyan. He's good, meaning aside from the half that he picked up for himself, which is a valid Kinyan because of Darkei Shalom, but you also have the Pikeach picking up the other half, which is a valid kinyan because it's a valid kinyan. So he did a real kinyan. El pikeach b'may kana. But how is the pikeach kona the metzia? I understand the half that he's holding, but the half that the cherish is holding is not a kinyan hagbal legabe a pikeach. So how does that work for the pikeach? So the Gemara explains that ella emo, if we have to say Rava's teaching, Rava's extension of his teaching relating to a cherish and pikeach, we need to reformulate it. Right? It can't mean that Rava could not have actually said that a cherish and pikeach that pick up a metzia that mitok shechana kana cherish kana pikeach. No, no. What he said is cherish kana pikeach lo kana. What he really said is that the cherish is kana because again he picked up his half. That's a good kinyan mitakanas chum, and the pikeach picked up the other half for him. So he's good. So the cherish is good, but the pikeach was not able to be kona because as far as the half that he lifted, he's good. But as far as the half that the cherish lifted, that does nothing for the pikeach. Umay migo, what is the migo that Rav is therefore employing? Meaning the whole point of Rav was to say, oh, just like we say by magbia metzia lechavero, migo dezachol nafshei zachol nami lechavri, that if I'm able to do it for myself, my kinyan can work for the other party. So too by pikeach and the cherish. Well, what's he talking about? He just told us the pikeach is not kona anything. So what migo is he saying? Migo the shnei charshin ba'alma kanu hainami kani. Now what he means to say is that since two charashim could acquire an object that they both pick up together, because each one does their own hagbah and his hagbah is valuable for himself, and the hagbah that he does for the other party is exactly the kind of hagbah that the other party needs and that the other party would be able to do. So too by cherish and pikeach, the maisa hagbah of is considered the maisa hagbah of the cherish as well as the maisa hagbah of the pikeach are both considered a hagbah legabe the cherish. That migo to charashim could be kona together. The cherish, a cherish and pikeach, the cherish will be able to be kona. The kinyan of the pikeach is going to work for the cherish. Well, hi mai. What exactly is the comparison between a cherish and pikeach on the one hand and two charashim on the other hand? Over here, the kinyan is being done al yidei pikeach. Because it was trying to say, imtim tzalomar, even if you're going to say like Rami Bar Chama, that a magbia metzia lechavero, kana chavero, that you can always pick something up on behalf of someone else, even if you're not being zocha for yourself, that's only if you're being magbia metzia lechavero. You're having in mind that you're being konit for chavero. Hi, but the case of the pikeach that's picking up together with a cherish, the pikeach is picking up the metziah al das for him to get it himself, and iu lo kani lach rini makni, and it didn't work for himself. So if he's not kona, then it shouldn't work for the cherish. Meaning the whole premise is that you're being magbia al das chavero. But the only reason the pikeach wants to make a kinyan al das the cherish is because he's hoping that he's going to make a kinyan for himself also, and he's going to go home with half of the item. But if it's not going to work for himself, then he's not being kona al das the cherish. Ella ema, so you have to say Rava in a third way. There's a third formulation of what Rava was trying to say, and that is as follows. What is the case where the cherish and the pikeach are both lifting it up? Mitoch shelo kana pikeach, lo kana cherish. Meaning, look what we did over here. We started off by Rava saying, oh, when a cherish and a pikeach pick up a metzia, they're both kona. Then we adjusted. We said, no, Rava couldn't have said that. So Rava said, no, if a pikeach and a cherish are both pick something up together, the cherish is kona, not the pikeach. Now we went all the way to the other extreme. When a cherish and pikeach pick something up together, neither is kona. Mitok shelo kana pikeach. Since the pikeach is not kona, because the cherish picked it up with him, and his hagbah, the cherish does nothing for the pikeach. It's still like it's munach al gabe karka legabe as far as the pikeach is concerned. The other half is still sitting on the ground. So therefore, lo kana cherish. Therefore, the pikeach is not going to pick it up al das the cherish either. I mean, if the pikeach knows that the cherish's kinyan isn't working for him, well, I don't want my kinyan to work for him either. And therefore, neither is going to be kona. So it's as if neither of them really did agbah, because from each one standpoint, it's as if they're lifting half of it and the other half is just sitting on the ground. The chitema maishna. Mishnei Charashim Dialma. You can say, why should this be any different than two Charashim where it does work me takanas chachamim? Hasam takinu l'rabbanim v'asil n'tsuye. Yeah, because by Charashim, they made a takana that they shouldn't come to fight. So they made a takana that a hagbah of a cherish counts. But hafa meimramar pikeach lokani ano akni. But over here, the cherish, it's not going to lead to fighting if the cherish is not kona, because the cherish is going to say to himself, why should I be, I mean, if the cherish had the ability to reason, he would say to himself, why should I be in a better position than the pikeach. Meaning, the whole delovasidan tsuya that mepei darkei shalom is that people shouldn't think we're taking advantage of people who are developmentally disabled. So we're not taking advantage. We're saying he's just like the pikeach. So there, you don't need a darkei shalom when the pikeach is not going to be kone either. Okay, now we go back to the premise, right? The premise was that Rami Bar Chama saw a din in our Mishnah and said, oh, there's a din of Magbia Mitzia L'Chaveiro, Kana Chaveiro. Where in our Mishnah did we ever see anything about picking something up for somebody else? Some of the Ravach Breid Ravad Ravashi, Diyuka Dorim Bar Chama Mehecha. Which line in the Mishnah was he referring to? If it's about the case of Shai Mokhs and Metalis, and each one is claiming Anima Tzasiya, so Hasam, in that case in the Mishnah, Haika Amar Kula Shali, Va'ana Agbasa Kula, Va'ay Amar Kula Shali, Va'ana Agbasa Kula. Neither one is being coda for the other party over there. Each one is claiming, I picked up the whole thing, and then this lowlife came and grabbed half of it out of my hand. Right, they're each claiming they were Magbiya the whole thing. That's not a case of being Kona, the half that I'm holding for myself, and also I'm being Kona for him. I want nothing to do with this guy. So Ella must be the second case in our Mishnah. Me'adik Tani, Zelmer Kula Shali, Zelmer Kula Shali. That must be the case where I'm being Kona for myself and for the other guy. Because after all, Hasu Lamali, what's that case adding? It sounds like the same case as Animat Sasiya Vanimat Sasiya. Ella mi Mishnah Yiseira, Shemamina Magbiya L'Chavero Kana Chavero. From the fact that it adds a second identical case, it must be it's teaching me, what it actually says, it must be that it's teaching me about Magbiya Metzia L'Chaveiro. Says Gemara, no, but we already explained why we have a second identical case. We already said that the reason we have that second case is to teach me a case of Mekach Memkar. So it's not a case of Metzia, it's a case of Mekach, and that's where, but it's really, I'm saying that I bought it entirely mine. I was never Magbiya for anybody. So that's not a case of Magbiya Metzia L'Chaveiro. Ella, a third possibility. Meseifa, from the next case in the Mishnah. Ze Omer Kula Shali, Ze Omer Chetzia Shali. So the case where one guy says the whole thing is mine, the other one guy says half of it is mine. Hasu Lamali, why do I need the Mishnah to tell me that case? Isn't it just an offshoot of Ze Omer Kula Shali, Ze Omer Kula Shali? Because after all, meaning what was the halacha in that case? They're not arguing about half. So the half that they're not arguing about, that goes to the guy who everyone agrees it belongs to. And the other half they have to swear and split or whatever. So isn't that just an application of all the halachas we just learned previously in the Mishnah? From the fact that there's this extra line that's totally unnecessary, that's there to teach me Magbiya Metzia L'Chaveiro. Might be Metzia, but who says that's even talking about a Metzia? Maybe it's talking about a purchase. And if you can just ask, well, we already had a case of Mekach Memkar, so what's it adding another case of Mekach Memkar? Well, it's true. Maybe I need a second case of Mekach Memkar because I might think that we should look at the guy who's saying I only own half of it as if he's a Meshav Aveda. He didn't have to say that. He could have just as easily said Kula Shali. So by saying Chetzi Shali, he's demonstrating his trustworthiness, V'liftar, and therefore he shouldn't even have to take a Shavua because he's showing how trustworthy he is. So Kamash Malan, therefore it's coming to teach us that even though he said Chetzi Shali, he's still going to have to take a Shavua on the half that they're arguing about. So why? Why would he, after all, isn't he trustworthy? No, Taya Rumi Kamarim, because this is all a harama. Savar Iyamina Kula Shali Bina Shavui. He knows that if I claim it's Kula Shali, they're going to make me take a Shavua. So I'm going to do whatever I can to try to look like I'm a very trustworthy person. So Ema Hachi, let me say it's only Chetzia Shali, Da'ahavi Kameshav Aveda V'Iftar. And then I'll look like a Meshav Aveda, I'll look like a great guy, and then I'll be Pata from a Shavua. So we call him on that bluff, and we say, no, you still got to take a Shavua. But it has nothing to do with Meshav Aveda. It has nothing, it has nothing to do with Magbiya Metzia L'Chaveiro. We still haven't found the source of Magbiya Metzia L'Chaveiro. So it says Gemara Ella, it's from the fourth line of the Mishnah. Meha. The two guys riding on an animal, and each one says Kula Shali. We said Yachloku Hasu Lamali. What does that add that we don't already know? Averu. Says, well, no, Vidilma Hakamashmalan, the Rochiv Namikani. Maybe the whole chiddush of that line is that riding an animal is also a form of kinyan. I would have thought riding is not a form of kinyan. That's the chiddush of that line. Ella, finally, it's from Misefa, from the last line of the Mishnah. Bizman Shehein Modin, when they're both Moda to what happened. Oh, that sounds a lot like Magvia Mitzilah Chaver, that I'm picking up half for myself and also half for the other guy, because I'm Moda that we both found it at the same time. Oh, Sheish Lanedim, then Cholkim Blo Shvua. Then they split without a Shvua. Bimai, even Mekach Memkar, if it's about a purchase that they both are Moda, that they were Kona at the same time, Shricha Lameimar, you need to tell me that they're Cholkim Blo Shvua, that's obvious. Elav B'Metzia, it must be that it's a case of Metzia, and what's the Chiddush that in the case where we're both Moda, we found it at the same time, we picked it up at the same time, we had Kavana to pick it up for ourselves, for each other. Shema Mina, Megvia Mitzil Chaveru, Kana Chaveru. The Chiddush is that that works, that when I pick it up my half for myself and for the other party, that it works for the other party as well. Rava Amrlach, Migal Zachin Nafshi, Zachin Am L'Chavre. And Rava, of course, would say, yeah, it works, but that's only because you're being Kona for yourself. If you had you not been the Kona for yourself, it would not work for the other party either. Period. That ends that conversation. So then we say, Shnaim Rochvin, so Amrav Yosef, Amrli Rav Yehuda, Shammini Demar Shmuel Tarti. Rav Yehuda says, I heard from Shmuel two separate dinim. Rachuv Umanig, Chad Kani, Chad Lo Kani. That riding an animal and leading an animal, one is a good Kenyan, one's not a good Kenyan. V'lo Yadana Heminai. But I don't know which one is which. Sayechi Dami, what exactly is the case? Ilem Rachuv L'Chudei, Umanig L'Chudei. If we're just comparing a guy who's riding an animal, and that's it, to a separate case of a guy who's leading an animal, well, Manig L'Chudei, Miika Mandi Yomar Lo Kani. If you're leading an animal, would anyone say that that's not a Kenyan? Of course that's a Kenyan. That's what we call Kenyan Meshicha. So that you would have no sveikos about which one is a valid Kenyan. Manhig is a valid Kenyan. Ella must be Iika Lememar to Lo Kani, Rachav Huti Iika Lememar. And therefore, if you're going to say any of them is not Kona, it would have to be riding an animal that's not Kona. So that would not have left you confused about which one is Kona, which one is not. So Ella, the case must have been Rachav Bimko Manig Yibayle. What if the same animal is simultaneously being rode on by one guy and led by another guy? So that's where we're not sure. Do we say Rachav Adavata Tafispa? The guy who's riding it is in a better position because he's actually physically holding on to the animal. His body is holding the animal. Odilma Manigadif Ta Azamach Masei. Or maybe the guy leading the animal is the stronger form of Kenyan because the animal is actually moving because he's pulling it. So therefore, that's a real Meshicha. So I'm Rav Yosef, I'm the Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yosef says, you know, the Rav Yehuda told me, Nechzi Anan, let's try to be Poshit, this suffix, from what Shmuel says elsewhere in Shas. I mean, Shmuel was the source of this, that what Manig, Rochev, one of them works, one of them doesn't. We know it's when they're doing it at the same time. Which way did Shmuel say? Well, let's analyze. Did Tanan, because we have a Mishnah Meseches Kalayim. HaManig Sofik Es Arbaim. If a person leads a Shorvich Hamor Yachtov together, he gets Malkus for Kalayim. Vayoshev Bekaron, and a person sits in a wagon that's being pulled by a shor and chamar, Sovikas Harbaim also gets Malkus. Rameir Poter says Yoshev Bekaron. And Rameir says, no, sitting in a wagon, you're pot for Malkus because you're not doing a Maisa. You're just sitting there and it's pulling you. And Midapak Shmuel Vatani, but Shmuel said, no, you got that backwards. It's the Chachamim Poter says Yoshev Bekaron. Rameir is the one that says Yichayv Malkus. The Chachamim, which is the majority opinion, the opinion we passed in like, they're the ones that say you're Poter if you're just sitting in the wagon, because sitting in the wagon is nothing. So Shema Mina, you see from the fact that Shmuel is trying to attribute that to the Chachamim, that the Chachamim say sitting in the wagon is nothing, Shema Mina Rachav L'Chudei Lokani. It must be that Shmuel is downplaying the role of riding, and he's saying riding isn't really anything. So you see from Kalayim, where Shmuel says riding isn't really anything, because he tries to attribute the Shita of riding is not really anything to the Chachamim, to the majority opinion. So you see, it must be over here by Kinyanim also, riding is not really anything. Certainly, if you're riding an animal while someone else is pulling it, you're not doing anything. And therefore, your form of kinyan is not a kinyan at all. Samle Abai Rav Yosef, Abai says Rav Yosef, but Azim Sagiyan, Amrit La Nechzi Anan. There were a lot of times where we said that we'll be poshet the suffix from the Sugi and Klaim, Lo Amrit La Mishmeid Rav Yehuda, and you never told me that Rav Yehuda himself was poshet the suffix. I mean, we thought of this, we had this conversation. How come you never told me that Rav Yehuda himself came up with this? Amle Ibra Vidakrinanami Ta Armile, yeah, Rav Yehuda did come up with it, and I also remember that I told him Hechi Pashit Mar that I hate the raya. I don't think it's a good raya at all. Rachav mi Yoshev. How can you be poshet a case of Rochev from a case of Yoshev in a wagon? Yoshev Yeshiva Tofes Mosera, Rachav Tofes Mosera. When you're riding in a wagon, you're not holding on to the things on the animal, the guide of the animal. Whereas when you're riding directly on it, you are holding on to it. So it's a much stronger form of kinyan. Formerly Rav Ushmuel Damri Tavayu, and he responded to me, Mosera Lokani, that holding on to the Mosera, I'm not sure what a Mosera is, but it's something that somehow leads the animal that you're directly on it, it doesn't do anything. It's not a real kinyan. Ikeda Amri, others have a version that Rav Yosef never asked Rav Yehuda this question, but Amr Le Abayi Le Rav Yosef, Abayi said to Rav Yosef, Hechi Poshet Mar, how are you Poshet Rachav Miyoshev? How can you be Poshet a Shaila about Rachav from a case in Kalayim about sitting in a wagon? Yosef Lo Tovis Mosera, Rachav Tovis Mosera. They're totally different. You're sitting in a wagon, you're not holding the Mosera. You're riding on the animal, you're holding the Mosera. Amr Le, Hachitani Idi, Idi, name of a Chacham, said, Mosera, Lokani, that Mosera doesn't do anything. The fact that you're holding a Mosera when you're Rochev doesn't change anything. Itmar Nami, Amar Bichelba, Amar Avuna, Mosera, if a person holds the Mosera, Mechavero, Kana, that it is a valid form of Kinyan, Bimitzia, but if Nichse Ager, Lokani, but if you're picking it up as Nichse Ager, as Hefker, you're not Kona. My Losha Mosera, what exactly is a Mosera? What does the word mean? What's the etymology? Amaravi, Idi Asbarli, this Amora Idi explained to me, Kadma Mosera. It's the way you give something to somebody else. So Bishlam Mechavero Kani to come Masale Chavre. From its very name, you see that it only works when one party gives it to another party. That's how you call it an animal when someone's giving it to the other party. Elbe Mitzia Minichsei Ager Man Kamasale Delikni Papaya Mitzia Minichsei Ager. It is not going to be Kona. Okay, Bishlam. Tomorrow we'll start with the Rayos of whether a Rochev is a valid form of Kinyan. Have a great day, everybody.